tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq cut off the jihadist's last supply line from Mosul to Syria Wednesday, trapping them in the city for a last stand. A day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against the IS, elite forces fighting in the east of the city also reported significant progress. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday expressed her displeasure with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump for his plans to pull America out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
While Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade deal and said future deals will not be as good.
Ich bin ganz ehrlich, ich bin nicht froh, dass das transpazifische Abkommen jetzt wahrscheinlich nicht Realität wird.
Merkel says she does not know who will benefit from the failure of the TPP and did not want to speculate. She said she knows only one thing, there will be other trade agreements and they won't have the standards that the TPP and the anticipated transatlantic trade and investment partnership agreement have. Trump promised Monday that pulling out of the trade deal, which he called a potential disaster for the United States, would be one of his first acts as president. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed Kashmir Wednesday, according to officials, is the latest deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as a U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. This is VOA News. Lufthansa.